继来学习利未记二十三章。
Let's continue to study Leviticus chapter 23.
第四个节期叫做五旬节。
The fourth feast is Pentecost.
我们谈到前面三个节期啊，都是在犹太历的宗教，犹太的宗教历的一月份。
We study the first three feasts that's occurring during the Jewish calendar in January.
正月十四号是逾越节。
And January 14th was the Passover.
十五号开始到二十一号是无酵节。
From the 15th through 21st is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
正月十六号是初蛇节。
And the 16th is the Feast of the First Fruits.
因为从正月十六号开始啊，就是犹太人夏天收割的开始。
And starting from the 16th of the first month is the beginning of the harvest for the summertime.
所以他们要在十六号把初熟的土产呢，拿来当做祭物来献给神。
So on the 16th.They will take the grain of harvest and offer it to God.
他们要献上，先把初熟物献上以后啊，其他的收成他们才可以享用。
They must first offer the first fruits before they can start partaking the rest of the grain.
表述说啊，感谢神的恩典，让他们五谷能够得到丰收。
And this represents that they are offering thanksgiving to God's grace for their harvest.
所以他们把神当作第一位。先奉献给神，然后才享用神所赐的成果。
So they put God first to offer their grains to God before they partake their own grains.
那这个初熟节也是预表耶稣基督的复活。
And the feast of the first fruits also represents the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣是在逾越节啊，他成为羔羊被杀。
Because the Lord Jesus was killed during Passover and offered as.
所以在第三天呐、啊，复活过来。
So he was resurrected on the third day.
所以圣经里面说，耶稣是复活出蛇的果子。
So the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ was the first fruit of the resurrection.
我们相信主耶稣得到救赎的人。
And those who believe the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved.
我们也要像耶稣基督一样。按着秩序来复活。
We must be like the Lord Jesus Christ to follow the steps of resurrection.
所以耶稣，如果我们信耶稣没有复活啊，我们就没有什么价值了。
So if we believe in Jesus and we do not resurrect, then there's no value in our belief.
保罗说啊，我们信耶稣如果没有复活，那就比众人更可怜。
And Paul says that if we believe in Jesus and we do not resurrect,then we don't have any value compared to the rest of the people.
我们知道耶稣的确是复活了。
And we know that the Lord Jesus indeed resurrected.
他能够显给门徒看。
And he was able to reveal himself to the disciples.
显给众为他做见证的众人看。
And he was able to reveal himself to those who testifies for him.
有时候一下子显给五百个人看。
And he also was able to reveal to 500 people at once.
就是保罗写信的时候啊。还有一大半的人呢、啊，还活着。
And during Paul's letters, there was a number of people who were still alive.
所以保罗说啊，我告诉你们一件奥秘的事情。
So Paul says that I will tell you a mysterious thing.
说我们不是每一个人都要经过死。
He says that not everyone needs to go through death.
因为有的人要活到主耶稣再来。
Because some people will live until the day the Lord comes.
那在那个时候啊，已经离世的圣徒他们就要活过来。
And at that time, those who had departed from this earth, those disciples will resurrect.
那活着的信徒啊，就像耶稣一样，能够改变成为一个荣耀的灵体。
And those who are still alive would be like Jesus to transform into the spiritual body.
然后跟主永远同在。
And will be with the Lord for eternity.
所以他说啊，死的毒钩是什么呢？死的毒钩啊，就是罪。罪。毒钩。
What is the poisonous hook of death? It's sin.
但是耶稣基督已经啊，得胜罪孽啊。借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And the Lord Jesus had already overcome death and overcome Satan, who is in charge of death.
所以让我们能够得胜罪恶，得胜死亡，得到永远的生命。
So that we may also overcome sin and death and be, receive everlasting life.
所以出手，哎，献出手节啊，啊，就是预表耶稣的复活。
So the feast of the first fruits.Prefigures the resurrection of Christ.
我们每一个蒙主耶稣选召的人呢、啊，我们也要结出属灵的果子，啊，来献给神，荣耀神。
And every one of us who is chosen must also bear the fruits and to glorify God.
我们看二十三章利未记二十三章十五节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15.
利未记二十三章十五节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15.
那你们要从安息日的次日献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，亚满那七个安息日，十六节。
16。
到第七个安息日的次日，就共计五十天了、啊，又要将新素祭献给主，十七节。
17。
要从你们的柱子取出细面一法十分之一。家酵烤成两个摇祭的饼，当作出所之物献给主。这里讲到说，从献禾捆呢，就是那个出所节那一天开始算。
And here it says that you must offer the sheaf, from the day of the first fruits.
啊，七七四十九天呢、啊，是啊，七个安息日的第二天呢、啊，就第五十天。
So it must be.The, after the seventh Sabbath day, on the 50th day.
啊，我们一般叫做五旬节，就是第五十天的意思。
And Pentecost means the 50th day.
那、啊、这一天呢、啊，要献新素祭。
And on this day, they must offer a new grain.
那、啊、另外要献燔祭、献赎罪祭、献平安祭。
And they also must offer, grain offering, sin offering.And peace offering.
以色列人啊，他们一年三次要向神守节。
And the Israelites must observe the feast three times a year.
我们看到这个五旬节啊，跟前面的三个节期啊，其实时间不长。
And we can see that the Pentecost, comparing to the first three feasts, has a shorter period of time.
因为出所节总共有七天嘛，啊，所以到了五旬节应该四十几天。
And first fruit, the feast of the first fruits has 7 days. So on Pentecost, to the Pentecost, it's about 40 days.
所以他们守完节期以后，回去一个多月以后啊，又要回来。
So after they observe the feast of the fruits, after about a month, they will come back and observe the Pentecost.
啊，为什么要特别定这个五旬节
？Why is this Pentecost established?
啊，因为从犹太人他们的收割的习俗啊，从初十节开始收割大麦。
And from the tradition of the harvest of the Jews, from the first feast of the first from the first fruits, that's when they have the.
那了五旬节之前呢、啊，这个大麦的收割啊就结束了。
And before the Pentecost, the harvest of the grains.
啊，就这第二个阶段的收割就是收割小麦。
And the second level of harvest is for the small grains. 收割
无花果是葡萄、橄榄。
They would harvest the fig tree, fig fruits, grapes, and olives.
所以五旬节啊是另外一个季节收割的一个开始。
So the Pentecost is another season of harvest, the beginning of another season.
所以说他们要也要献新的素祭。
So here they must also offer a new grain offering.
也就是再一次把那个新的收成的一些植物啊，一些成果献给神，然后他们享用其他的成果。
So they must once again offer the first fruits of these harvests, and then they would partake the rest of the grain.
他说这一次啊，要献两个新素祭。
So here it says that they must offer two grain offerings.
那这个素祭啊，当然就是。啊，谷物啊，啊来把它献上。
And they will offer the grains.
啊，是用两个加上酵的饼来做成。
They and this is made by two loaves of bread made with leaven.
我们在查考利未记的书啊，知道说他们献祭一般都不可以有效。
And from studying the book of Leviticus, we know that most of their offerings would not have leaven in there.
除了平安祭的时候啊，献平安祭以外，还要另外有一个有效的饼一起同献。
With the exception of peace offering, where they would offer bread with leaven.
那个饼当然是不是平安祭本身。
And that bread is not part of the peace offering itself.
而是主咒啊，蒙神选召的人啊，因为感念神的恩啊，能够在神的面前奉献。
It's representing that those people who are chosen are offering their thanksgiving to God.
那个献平安祭的人呢，因为还不完全，所以那个饼要有效。
And the person who is offering the peace offering is not yet perfect, so the bread must have leaven in there.
然后经过火烤以后啊，效就失掉作用了。
So after the baking process, the leaven would lose its effect.
那这个新素祭啊，就是因为感念神呐，能够降下何以的秋雨跟春雨。
And the new grain offering is to thank God for the autumn and spring rain.
所以让他们五谷能够得到收成，还能够吃喝饱足啊，满心感谢神。
So, to thank God for the grain to be able to be harvested.
我们知道这个素祭啊，是预表耶稣基督。
We know that the grain offering represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督是非常完美的。没有瑕疵的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect and without blemish.
他要成为生命的粮啊。
He is to become the bread of life.
让我们来享受他丰盛的恩典。
So that we may enjoy his abundant grace.
所以素祭本身啊，不可以加效。
So the grain offering itself may not have any leaven.
那五旬节所加上的这个叫做新素祭，就跟原来的素祭不太一样。
So the new grain offering here offered in the Pentecost is different from the original grain offering.
所以这两个素祭啊，不能够主这个耶稣基督本身。
So these two grain offerings cannot represent Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣是没有罪的。
Because the Lord Jesus does not have sin.
那为什么这两个素祭要加效
？Why would these two grain offerings add leaven？
那我们知道说这个是跟耶稣有关系，但是不是耶稣本身。
This tells us that this has a relationship with Jesus, but it's not Jesus himself.
这个新素祭是主着啊，借着主耶稣所选召跟主耶稣联合的一些信徒啊。
And this new grain offering represents that those who are chosen by the Lord Jesus and have part with him.
因为这本来就是一群的罪人啊，能够蒙主耶稣选召。
It is a group of sinners who are able to be called by God.
所以这两个新素祭啊，就是预表秋雨跟春雨的圣灵所建设的教会。
So these two new grain offerings represent the autumn and spring rain and the descending of the Holy Spirit.
因为得到主耶稣的选召，得一批罪人归入神的教会里面。
And because they were called by the Lord Jesus, to be no longer sinners and to be called into the church.
他说要成为出熟的果子来献给神。
So that they were offered as the first fruits to God.
所以我们说这个五旬节的算法是从出熟节开始算起。
So we know that the Pentecost starts, we start counting the days from the first fruits.
出熟节是预表耶稣的复活。
The feast of the first fruits represents the resurrection of Jesus.
所以这个教会也是要建立在耶稣复活的基础之上。
So the church also need to be established on the foundation of the resurrection of Jesus.
主耶稣说啊，我要把我的教会建立起来。
The Lord Jesus says that I will establish my church.
说阴间的权柄没有办法得胜他。
So the authority of the Hades cannot overcome it.
你们在地上捆绑的，我在天上也捆绑。
Those that are bounded on the earth will also be bound in heaven.
在地上释放的，我在天上也要释放。
And those that are loosed will also be loosed in heaven.
所以这个教会是建立在耶稣基督复活的基础上面。
So the church is established on the foundation of the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣如果没有复活啊，我们信的真是枉然呐。
If the Lord Jesus did not resurrect, then we believe in vain.
所以这个教会要经历复活的主。
So the church must go through the Lord of the resurrection.
所以我们要筑起复活的能力。
So we need to have the the ability to resurrect.
让耶稣啊真的活在我们当中。
So that the Lord Jesus truly lives among us.
啊，所以教会啊要属灵的生命力在里面。
So the church must have the spiritual life dwelling within it.
啊，那他说这个五旬节的时候啊，还要献上很多的祭物啊，这都甘心献上的。
And on the Pentecost, there must be products that will be offered willingly.
我们看十八节。
Let's turn to verse 18.
二三章十八节。
Leviticus 23 verse
18. 所以将一岁没有残疾的羊羔七只啊，公牛犊一只，公绵羊两只，汉饼一同奉上。这是按铜线的事祭和奠祭，并要作为燔祭献给神。啊，作为馨香的火祭啊，献给神。十九节。
19.
你们要献一只啊，公山羊为赎罪祭，两只一岁的公绵羊为平安祭。啊，然后加上一些素祭做摇祭啊。好，这里讲到五旬节的时候要献很多祭物。
Here talks about many offerings being offered on Pentecost.
啊，献很多的燔祭啊，牛一只啊。羊要七只。
There are a lot of burnt offerings offered here. There's 7 lambs and 1 young goat.
啊，另外两只的公绵羊。
And 2 rams.
那所以这是表示啊，因为得到神的恩典很多啊，啊，所以甘心乐意啊，啊，奉献给神，终身服侍神。
This represents that because we receive many thanksgiving, grace from God, so we need to offer as thanksgiving.
所以得恩典越多啊，奉献越多。
So the more grace we receive, the more we should offer.
啊，你得恩，你奉献越多，恩典更多。
And the more you offer, the more grace you will receive.
啊，当然这里有赎罪祭，哦，啊，另外还有一个平安祭。
Here talks about the sin offering as well as the peace offering.
在七个节期里面啊，献平安祭的就是在五旬节。
And during the seven feasts, Pentecost is a day that we offer.
因为在五旬节的时候享受圣灵的恩惠啊，还能够有平安喜乐满足的生活。
Because during the Pentecost is when they enjoy the grace of the Holy Spirit and receive the days of peace.
说神的国啊，不在乎吃喝啊，是在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵当中的喜乐。
Because the kingdom of heaven is not of food or drink, but peace, righteousness, and joy.
啊，所以。因为享受神很丰盛的恩典呢、啊，满心的感谢赞美，充满喜乐。
And because of the receiving of the grace of God, thanksgivings are offered.
啊，能够蒙神恩典，献上更多的啊祭物啊，来荣耀神。
So, in receiving the grace of God, they're able to offer sacrifices to glorify God.
所以圣经里面说，我们可以尝尝主恩的滋味。
The Bible tells us that we can taste the grace of God.
所以敬畏神的人呢、啊，啊，真的是非常有福气。
So those who fear God receive abundant blessing.
我们看二十三章的二十二节。
Let's turn to Leviticus 23 verse 22.
我先看二十一节。
Let's first look at 21.
二十一节，当这日你们要宣告圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。在你们的柱次作为世世代代永远的定例、哦、所以在五旬节、啊、要有圣会、啊、想安息不做工。
And during the Pentecost there must be a holy convocation. They should rest and should not work、
啊、就是神是给我们的福气、啊啊、让我们能够想安息、啊、
This is a blessing given by God so that we may receive peace.
他说这个要作为世世代代永远的定例。
And this shall be a statute forever.
因为神的恩典是要世世代代啊啊跟我们同在，一直到永远。
Because the grace of God will be with us throughout generations.
那看二十二节。
Let's turn to 22.
二十二节，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可拾取所遗落的，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是主你们的神。在这里特别提到说啊，你们现在要收割庄稼。
Here specifically says that you must reap the harvest.
所以那个田角的地方要留下来。
It says you shall not reap to the very end of
your field. 不可以收割啊, 留给孤儿寡妇。
And shall not gather the harvest, but they shall leave it for the poor and the alien.
那何苦呢? 拿起来掉下去的那个移掉的穗子啊, 也不能够重新去拿, 要让它丢着, 让那些孤儿寡妇去捡。
So the gleanings of the harvest shall not be picked up, but to leave for the poor and the orphans.
所以我们看到神啊, 非常的慈悲啊, 尤其对那些穷人寡妇啊, 孤儿啊, 特别的看顾。
We can see here that God is a merciful God, especially to widows and orphans.
当然这也是告诉我们啊, 神是万福的源头。
And this also tells us that God is the source of all blessings.
我们从神那里享受福气。
We receive blessing from the Lord.
那我们没有缺乏。
So that we do not lack.
但是我们也要常常有感念神的心啊, 多多行善, 关心别人。
But we should also have a heart of thanksgiving toward God and do good deeds toward others.
让我们能够成为别人蒙福的一个管道。
So that we may become a channel of other people receiving blessings.
我们从神那里得到很多的恩典。
We receive great blessings from God.
但是我们白白得恩典啊, 我们这个恩典也要施舍出去。
And because we freely receive these blessings, we must also give it away.
所以神让你田连啊, 能够丰收。
So that our fields may be full of harvest.
那我们能够饮食得到饱足。
So that our daily lives will be abundant.
但是我们那个田角要留下来, 移掉的穗子就留给别人, 来享用。
But we must leave the edges of the field and the gleanings of the harvest.
所以圣经里面说啊, 我们要常常行善事。
So the Bible tells us that we must always do good deeds.
说当你有机会的时候啊, 就要行善。
And when we have opportunities, we must do good.
那什么是行善的机会?
What is an opportunity of doing good?
说当你有行善的力量。
And when you have the ability to do good deeds.
也有应得的人, 你就要马上实行。
And those that should be receiving, then we must perform these
things. 所以有那个穷人来要求你, 帮助他。
So if there are poor, the poor that comes to seek for your help.
若你有现成的, 你不要告诉他说, 你回去, 你改天再来。
If you have something ready, do not tell them to go home and come back another day.
你要把握那个行善的机会, 及时施行。
We must grab that opportunity and do that, perform the deed right away.
保罗也说啊, 行善不可灰心。
And also, we should not be discouraged from doing good deeds.
有时候我们在行善事啊, 难免你会别人啊, 给你讲这个讲那个。
Sometimes when we're trying to do good deeds, we may get comments from other people.
好像玛利亚把香膏啊, 倒在耶稣的头上。
Just like Mary pouring the fragrant oil to on the feet of Jesus.
门徒就在那里啊, 讲话了, 为什么这么浪费啊?
And the disciples started commenting on how wasteful it is.
但是主耶稣说, 你们不要为难他, 他所做的是一件美事。
But the Lord Jesus says that do not comment on that because what she did was a beautiful thing.
我们有时候在行善当中啊, 因为会受到别人的批评, 所以我们有时候会感到灰心。
And we might be discouraged sometimes doing good deeds because of other people's comments.
他说行善不可灰心, 到了时候啊, 就能够有收成。
So if we are not discouraged while doing good deeds, we will receive a great harvest.
从那书里面说啊, 你要把种子撒在水面上。
And the Bible tells us that we must sow the seeds on the surface of the water.
那你早上要撒种, 晚上要撒种。
We must sow the seeds in the morning and at night time.
因为你不晓得什么时候会发芽成长。
Because we don't know when it would start growing.
那其实这就是讲到行善。
And this is talking about doing good deeds.
因为神给你的东西啊, 好像一些种子一样。
Because the things that God gives us are just like these seeds.
那你能够把你, 神给你的这些能力啊, 这些福分, 把它撒出去。
And if we could give the abilities and the grace that God gave us,
它将来就会有收成啊, 能够发芽成长。
In the future, we will see that it will start growing and we will see harvest.
我们来看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
看第六节。
verse 6.
九章第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
说少种的少收，多种的多收，这个话是真的。第七节。
Verse 7.
个人要随本意，本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强。因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。第八节。
Verse 8.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。跳过来看第十节。
And skip to verse 10.
那个是种给撒种的，是粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。十一节。
Verse 11.
叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。保罗在勉励哥林多教会。
And this is an encouragement to the Corinthian church.
因为当时的耶路撒冷教会啊，遇到饥荒。
Because the churches in Jerusalem were encountering famine at the time.
所以外邦的教会啊，他们就竭力的奉献呐、啊，带到耶路撒冷去帮助他们。
So the churches from the Gentiles were helping them with all their hearts.
尤其说像这个亚该亚地区的信徒。
Especially the members from the Achaia.
他说他们呢、啊，其实已经超过他们的能力。
And it says that it's beyond
马其顿哈、
in Macedonia, and it is beyond their ability.
说他们虽然在很穷困当中啊，让他们认为说这个奉献呐、啊、施舍，这是一种恩典。
And even though they are in a poor condition, but they feel that offering is a form of grace.
所以在试炼当中啊，还显示乐捐的厚恩。
So even though they are in a poor condition, they're still revealing a good, cheerful giver.
那保罗说啊，我可以证明他们不只是尽了能力，而是超过他们能力的。
And Paul says that I could prove that not only are they, doing what they are capable of, but beyond their ability.
所以还一直要求我们呢、啊，啊，在这个恩情上能够让他们有份。
And so that he requests that they are also in part with the blessing.
所以保罗就用马其顿教会的热心啊、爱心奉献啊来勉励亚该亚、哥林多的教会。
So Paul uses the example of the Macedonian churches to encourage the churches in Achaia.
说行善捐施好像在撒种一样。
And he says that doing good deeds is like sowing.
你种子撒越多啊，将来收成就越多；你少撒，啊，将来就少收成。
The more sparingly you sow, the more you will reap.
所以神会把各样的恩惠啊加给你，让你凡事充足。
So God will give you all sorts of blessings.
因为他会加添你们种地的种子。
Because he will add to your seeds.
啊，让你们呢、啊、能够凡事富足啊，啊能够多得着施舍。
So that they would share in abundance and would have reap abundantly.
信徒啊，得到神的恩典呐、啊，我们也要成为别人享受神恩典的一个管道。
So as members, when we receive blessings, we should also become a channel of other people's blessings.
啊，我们尤其我们领受了属灵的福气呀、啊。
Especially when we receive spiritual blessings.
啊，得到宝贵的救恩呐、啊，我们白白得到，更应当啊。白白施舍，把它传扬出去。
And when we receive this free salvation, we should also freely give to others.
他说，无论得时不得时，都要传道理。
And whether the timing is right or not, we should always diligently preach.
看回来，利未记二十三章的二十三节。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23.
利未记二十三章二十三节到二十五节。
Leviticus chapter 23 to verse chapter 23 verse 23 to 25.
这是第五个节期，叫做吹角节。
This is the fifth festival, which is the festival of trumpets.
因为前面几个节期啊，都是在上半年。
And the first few feasts are all on the first half of the year.
我们刚刚讲到五旬节是啊第二个阶段的收成。
We just talked about the Pentecost is the second, second level of the harvest.
到了七月的时候，这些收成啊已经进到尾声了。
And on the seventh month, the harvest is starting to come to an end.
所以到七月中的时候，就要把所有的收成啊，统统收藏起来。
So in the middle of the seventh month, they should gather all of the harvest.
所以神给他们半年的收割啊，他们就可以一年的享用。
So God allows them to have half a year of harvest so they could enjoy it for the rest of
the year. 他们可以度过啊啊，为将要来的冬天。
So that they can endure through the winter time.
同时啊，在秋天的时候啊，就是要下雨。
And at the same time, during the autumn time,this is the rainy season.
所以土地松了以后啊，是另外一个啊撒种浇灌的一个开始。
And this is another stage of sowing the seed.
所以七月份呢，这是叫做收藏节，就把前一段时间所收割的全部把它藏起来。
So the seventh month is the feast of gathering.
啊，也准备啊。下一个阶段的播种的工作。
So to gather all the grains that's harvested and to prepare for the next stage of sowing.
在七月份呢，有三个节期。
In the seventh month, there are three feasts.
在一个月里面就完成。
And this is completed after one month.
我们知道说这个前面四个节期呀，是预表早已的教会，这是应验了。
We know that the first few feasts represents the early rain.
后面三个节期啊，这预表末世的晚礼的教会。
And the last three feasts represents the churches in the end days of the latter rain.
所以第五个节期啊，七月一号就开始吹角。
So the fifth feast starts the blowing of the trumpets on the first day.
但圣经里面的道理啊，很多啊，都可以对照。
And we can actually compare many teachings from the Bible.
比如我们读过但以理书啊。
If we have read the book of Daniel.
里面也有关末世教会的预言。
There are also prophecies about the later, the end time.
第二章里面说啊，第二章里面说列王还在的时候。
Chapter 2 talks about when the kings are still alive.
神就要另外设立一个国度，这个国度要永远不败坏。
God will establish another kingdom which will never be destroyed.
还要存到永远。
And it will be everlasting.
这是属神的国度啊，这是神的教会的兴起。
And the kingdom of God is the establishment of God's church.
因为第九章里面谈到那个七十个七啊。
Because in chapter 9 it talks about the 77.
说这个是整个神的救赎计划。
This reveals the entire plan of God's salvation.
从花令啊，重建耶路撒冷开始。
From the moment that the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
有六十二个七，又有七个七。
There are 66 sevens and 7 sevens.
一直到七个七，六十九个七完成啊，就是耶稣基督啊被剪除啊。
And after the completion of the 69th sevens, that's when the Lord Jesus Christ will be.
最后一个七啊，什么时候实现？
And when does the last seven complete?
那个就是末世的救恩。
That is the salvation of the end time.
因为在耶稣在临之前呢，他要跟世人呢重新坚定盟约。
Before the second coming of Jesus, he will reestablish.
这是末世救恩的开始。
This is the beginning of the salvation of the end time.
所以这个一期里面呢，分前半跟后半。
So the feast.It's divided into the first half and the second half.
前半是开始救恩的时期。
The first half is the beginning of salvation.
后半呢，说那个行毁坏可憎的如威而来。
And the second half,
那个敌基督的呢，行毁坏可憎的如威而来。
And the second half talks about the those that are destructing are coming.
他要让一切的祭司啊崇拜主席。
So all of the priests will worship.
所以那个就是大灾难时期。
And this is the days of great woes.
所以这个圣经里面都是预言到很多啊末世的情形，末世真教会的情形。
So the Bible have prophecies regarding the end time and the end churches in the end time.
你如果对圣经越了解啊，你会觉得说啊， 真教会的确是神的教会啊，末世的救恩，末世的帮助。
The more you study and understand the Bible, the more you will realize that the true Jesus Church is the ark of the last days.
真教会的出现不是偶然的。
And the appearance of the true church is not a coincidence.
因为圣经里面有很多的预言。
Because there are a lot of prophecies in the Bible.
那昨天马太福音的七个比喻啊，也是一样啊。
And the seven parables in the Matthew, in the book of Matthew,
那个是就是整个教会的历史嘛。
It is talking about the entire history of the church.
耶稣开始撒种。
The Lord Jesus starts the sowing.
使徒末期啊，就有笑啊进到教会里面来了。
And at the end of the
apostolic, 就有那个拜子啊进到教会里面来。
End of the apostolic ages, there are the weeds that start coming in.
啊，所以使徒末期就说要为真道竭力争辩。
So at the end times of the apostolic times, is talking about establishing the.
啊，后来虽然
under the truth,
好像芥菜种啊长成大树。
And at the end, is talking about just like the mustard seed growing into a great tree.
好像教会大发展呐、啊。
So the church is prosperous.
那问题是飞鸟住在里面呢、啊。
But the problem is that there are birds that's dwelling inside it.
主耶稣说那个飞鸟就是恶者啊。
The Lord Jesus says that the bird is the evil one.
所以虽然教会好像传开了，但是啊，道理变质了，成为鬼魔的巢穴啊。
It says that even though the gospel is spread out, but it becomes the home of the evil ones.
所以很多的异端啊，偶像崇拜啊，充满在教会里面。
So there are a lot of cults and heresies that's dwelling inside the churches.
所以后来才有改教运动。
And that's why there are reformations of churches.
当然，那是说要归回圣经啊。
And at the time, it says that we should return to the Bible.
但是因为没有圣灵的带领啊，所以变成很多旧校啊。啊，错误的道理啊，充满在新教里面。
And because they do not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, so a lot of the old East are dwelling inside it.
好像一个新团啊，一下子啊，好像面就发起来了。
Just like a dough that is growing.
啊，这是前面四个比喻是前面的一个阶段。
So the first four parables are the first half.
这是主耶稣在海边啊，跟门徒讲的。跟众人讲的。
And this was taught by Jesus by the ocean.
然后主耶稣进到房间以后啊，又讲三个比喻。
And after the Lord Jesus got into the room, he said the rest of the three parables.
所以那七个比喻就是两个阶段。
So the seven parables are also divided into two stages.
然后发现说啊，有一个宝贝啊，在那个田里面。
And there was a precious treasure among the fields.
所以人就把那个财宝通通变卖掉啊，为着要得到这一块田。
And so everyone had sold off their treasures so that they can be.
所以买卖人啊，他们就寻找啊，突然间发现一颗珍珠。
And there they discovered a precious pearl.
啊，所以他变卖一切所有的来买这一块珍珠。
So he sold off everything he has to buy this pearl.
所以什么是珍珠，什么是宝贝啊？
And what is the pearl and what is the treasure?
都特别讲到是一颗啊。
And it says that there is one.
这是真理圣灵重新在地面上出现。
And this is the truth through the Holy Spirit that is revealed again in this earth.
这是末世的救恩开始，这是二十世纪开始。
This is the beginning of the salvation of the end time, which is the 20th century.
所以我们教会是在1917年开始。
Our church started in the year 1917.
啊，这真的是宝贝啊，珍珠出现了。
And this is truly the treasure and the pearl that's reappearing.
啊，然后说要把网啊撒在海面上。
Says that we should cast the net into the ocean.
把各样的水族通通聚来。
So that we can catch all of the
然后把好的就收在器皿里面。
So that we can put them inside.
不好的就用火把它烧掉。
Put the good ones inside the vessels and burn those that are bad.
那撒网是什么？就是最后的福音网啊，撒在这个整个世界这个大海里面。
Casting the net means that the last gospel that is casting into the ocean.
所以以前说啊，这个撒网啊，就空中传福音哦，啊，坐飞机传到人跑来跑去。
And in the past, it's they're talking about the net being the internet or being the airplane where the preachers.
但是现在很多人都说这是 internet.
Sorry, they were talking about the plane that the preachers take. Now they're representing.
因为这个福音的网啊要撒出去。
Because the net of the gospel must be cast out.
还要把众水族啊，属神的主民把它召集过来。
And they should receive all of the creatures in the sea, which is the believers.
他说将来好的抽入天仓，不好的用火把它烧掉。
So they would gather the good and put them in the storage and burn all the bad.
啊，这就是最后的审判呢。
This is the judgment of the end.
得救的进天国啊，不得救的就丢到烈火的火湖里面呢。
Those who are saved will enter into the kingdom of heaven, and those who are not saved will enter the eternal hellfire.
假如你读启示录的话
，If you read the book of Revelation,
你更会知道说真教会就是末世的王者。
You will truly believe that the true church is the ark of the end times.
因为启示录就是讲末世的救恩。
Because the book of Revelation is talking about the salvation of the end time.
最后世界整个局势会怎么样？
It's talking about the situation of the end times.
啊，神怎样在这个世界将要灭亡之前为人类预备最后的救恩？
And it's talking about how the Lord Jesus is preparing the salvation for all at the end times.
好像挪亚的世代，因为人的罪很重。
Just like during the period of Noah, where everyone has great sin.
所以神要用洪水把他们灭掉。
So God would destroy them through the flood.
但是神也给人一条得救的道路。
But God also gave them a road to salvation.
就是叫挪亚说你要造方舟。
Which is to instruct Noah to establish the ark.
那这个方舟的尺寸大小啊，材料全部是神主定的。
And the instruction of building the ark was instructed by God.
所以当洪水来的时候，所有的船都灭掉了，就是方舟留下来。
So when the flood came, all of the everything was destroyed except for the ark.
所以这个末世的方舟啊，神的教会是按照神所主事的尺寸来建造。
So the ark of the end times is instructed by God in how it's supposed to be built.
这就是但以理书所讲的那个永远不震动的火。
And this is the kingdom that is never shaken. That is talked about in the book of Daniel.
最后，所有世界的国度都会被烈火融化掉。
In the end times, all of the countries and nations will be burned by fire.
但是，唯有神的教会啊，里面的人啊，会进到新天新地里面，可以被主迎接啊，回到天上去。
But only the chosen ones by God will enter into the new heaven and new earth and will be with God.
这是我们确信的。神的应许一定会实现。
And this is something we firmly believe that the promise of God will be fulfilled.
我们成为真信徒啊，这是非常宝贵的。我们好好珍惜这样的恩典。
And when we become the true believers, this is something that we must treasure.
有的人说啊，真教会还会啊，像使徒时代的教会啊，后来堕落啊，啊，被神遗弃吗
？Some people ask that the true church would it be destroyed by God because of their sin?
神会另外兴起一个教会吗
？Would God establish another church?
从圣经里面的预言是不可能了。
From the prophecies of the Bible, it is impossible.
因为神说他坚固的根基啊已经立定了。
Because the Lord says that the foundation is already established.
所以有些人啊离开道理，被处罚或者是遭遇到灭亡。
So some people departed from the truth, they would be punished.
最后整个真教会的根基啊是不会动摇的。
However, the foundation of the true church would not be shaken.
而且这末后的殿的荣耀要大过先前。
And the glory from the end times will be greater than before.
神的教会啊，将来一定会大发展。
And the church of God will definitely be prosperous.
末世的福音啊，要普传全世界，然后耶稣再来。
And the gospel of the end times will be spread all around the world, and then the Lord Jesus will come again.
所以圣经里面说我们要留意啊，圣经里面的预言呐，让我们看看它怎么慢慢的实现。
So the Bible tells us that we must pay special attention to the prophecies and see how it is fulfilled.
那我们说到这个吹角节啊，这个是末后的三个节期啊，这也是主着末世的教会讲的。
So the feast of the trumpet is talking about the feast of the end time, which is also talking about the true church of the end time.
我们看利未记二十三章二十三节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23.
利未记二十三章二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23.
主对摩西说啊，二十四节。
24.
你小谕以色列人说，七月初一日，你们要所为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会。25节。什么劳碌的工啊，都不可做，要将火祭献给神。这里讲到说，这个七月一号就是吹角。
Here talks about the first day of the seventh month is the day of blowing the trumpets.
啊，不要做工啊，啊，守圣会，想安息。
And they shall not work, but they shall rest.
啊，然后就把祭物啊，把火祭献给神。
And they should present the Lord's offering by fire.
啊，就没有谈到其他的事情啊，就是说你要吹角啊，你要纪念安息日。
And it does not talk about other things. It just talks about that they must blow the trumpet and rest on this complete rest.
我们知道这个圣经里面啊，谈到吹角跟吹号啊，都有一些特殊的意义。
We know that in the Bible, blowing the trumpet and blowing the horns have their special meanings.
他们要在旷野要起行的时候啊，就接做两个号。
And before they started into their journey of wilderness, there were two horns.
本来是吹那个羊角。
At first, they blow the horn of the ram.
啊，吹羊角、吹号啊，都有它的意义在。
And blowing the horn of the ram and blowing the horn has their meanings.
有时候说啊，百姓要前进啦，还要停止安营啦。
And it could represent that the people are going forward or they will stop to
啊，有时候吹什么号音啊，就是会众要集合，吹什么号音啊，是所领要集合。
And certain types of horn would talk about gathering the people or certain types of horn would talk about gathering the leaders.
所以不一样的号音啊，都有不一样的意义在里面。
So different sounds of the horn will have different meanings.
那所以百姓要听到这个号音啊，知道说要做什么事情。
So the people must be able to distinguish what each horn represents.
所以末世开始吹号了，我们就要听啊，这个号音到底是什么作用
？So when the horn sounds at the end times, we should listen and know what it represents.
我们要去分别明白神的旨意。
We should be able to distinguish the will of God.
啊，有时候啊，要这打仗啊，敌人来了。
Sometimes we're in a battle and the enemies are arriving.
啊，他们就要吹号音啊，啊，把军队集合过来。
They would blow the horn to gather the armies.
啊，然后吹出大声啊，求神帮助他们，让他们征战得胜。
They would blow the horns to ask for God's help so that they would become victorious.
啊，所以借着吹号啊，啊，让百姓啊，大家同心啊，啊，来打战争。
So through blowing the horns, they would unify the people so that they would be able to get into the battle.
啊，也借着这个号音啊，能够仰赖神啊，倚靠神帮助他们，让他们能够得胜。
So through the horn, they would be able to rely on God so that they would win the battle.
啊，所以我们在属灵战争当中啊，也是时常啊，要向神哀求啊，求神帮助我们，让我们能够得胜。
So during our spiritual battle, we should also ask for God's help so that we may become victorious.
有时候要借着号音来警告人的罪恶。
And sometimes we use the blowing of the horn to caution people of their evil doing.
我们讲义里面有啊，以赛亚书58章的第一节。
And in the lecture notes, it talks about Isaiah, chapter 51.
说百姓犯罪的时候，祭司就要吹号啊，警告当众人要离开罪恶。
It says that when the people are sinning, then they would blow the horn so that they would depart from the evilness.
因为犯罪的结果啊，一定是遭遇到灾难的。
Because the result of sin is definitely woe.
啊，有时候在敌人来了啊，所以守望者就要吹号。
So when the enemies comes, then the watcher should blow the horn to warn people.
所以圣经里面说啊，如果神说哪一些人啊犯罪，神要把他灭掉。
The Bible tells us that whoever sins, they will be destroyed.
啊，守望主啊，就要向他们传警告，吹号传警告。
So the watcher should blow the horn to give off warning.
啊，他们如果听到这个警告啊，啊，就离开罪恶了，神就把他们保留下来。
If they hear the horn and depart from evilness, then God would take them back.
啊，如果他们不听啊，啊，后来被灭亡了。啊，就罪归在他们自己的身上。
And if they don't listen to the horn and they perish, then the sin will be on them.
但是守望者如果该吹号不吹啊， 他说将来百姓灭亡了，这个责任就归在守望者的身上。
However, if the watcher did not blow the horn when he's supposed to, and the people perishes, then this sin would be on the watcher.
所以吹号吹角是警告众人啊，要离开罪恶啊。
So blowing the horn and the trumpet is to warn people to depart from sin.
免得灭亡。
So they would not perish.
在耶尔书第二章里面讲到说啊，你们要在遍地吹号。
Joel chapter 2 tells us that they should blow the trumpet and all over the place.
因为主大而可畏的日子要来了。
Because the great day of the Lord is coming.
说本来啊，遍地好像一片伊甸园一样。
And it says that originally, the whole entire area is like the garden.
但是有蝗虫从北方过来。
But there are locusts that comes from the north.
那个蝗虫过去了以后，整个大地变成荒凉。
And after the locust blows through, the entire field become empty.
所以这是末日啊，主耶稣的日子啊，要来到的时候所要发生的现象。
This is describing the images of what will happen at the end time.
所以我们现在是传末世警告的时候。
Right now, we are preaching the final warning of the end time.
我们看起来现在是歌舞升平啊，大家都非常欢乐的时候。
It seems like it's a very peaceful time where everyone is enjoying themselves.
那我们知道啊，现在是罪恶最沉重的时候啊。
But we know that this period of time is the heaviest of sins.
虽然看起来遍地好像不一点点啊。
It seems like on the surface that everywhere is like the garden.
但是末世的大灾难一来啊，将来这整个要变成荒场。
But when the end time, the walls of end time comes, then the entire field will become.
所以我们要做守望者啊，要吹号，因为末日真的临近了。
So we must be the watchers and blow the horn because the end is truly coming.
末世的救恩啊，显明出来。
And the salvation of the end time is revealed.
所以要借着吹号把神的选民啊召集过来。
So through the blowing of the horns, we shall gather God's chosen people.
我们看以赛亚书二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 27.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以赛亚书二十七章十三节。
Isaiah chapter 27, verse 13.
说当那日啊，必大发脚声，在亚述地将要灭亡的，并在埃及地被赶散的都要来。他们就在耶路撒冷圣山上敬拜主。这里面有很多啊，有关末日、神的教会复兴，还有以色列复国的一些预言。
The Bible records many incidences where the true church is reestablished and the Israelites are called back.
因为这两个都会实现。
Because both of these prophecies will be fulfilled.
地面上的以色列人是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And the physical Israelites are the descendants of Abraham.
所以因为神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And because of the covenant made between God and Abraham.
以色列人虽然犯很多罪啊，但是神不会完全灭绝他们。
Even though the Israelites have committed much sins, but God will not destroy them.
所以他们虽然被分散在世界各地。
So even though they are scattered all over the world,
那耶稣再临之前啊，神要把他们召集回来。
But before the second coming of Jesus, God will call them back from exile.
所以说，好像人家打树啊，把那个果子啊撒在遍地上啊，然后一颗一颗啊把它捡回来。
Just as if there are the fruits are on the ground and they're gathered one by one.
所以在各地方啊分散的，将来神要把他们收集啊，在耶路撒冷敬拜神。
And so that even they will be called back from the scattered places so that they can worship God.
啊，这不只是主的地面上的以色列民。
This is not only talking about the Israelites on the earth.
包括属灵的神的选民分散各地方，神也要把他们召集回来。
This includes the chosen people in spiritually that God will call them back.
所以以赛亚书里面，马太福音的二十四章里面说啊。
So the book of Matthew chapter 24 says.
说天使要吹号。
It says that the angels will blow the trumpet.
啊，当这个号筒大声吹响的时候，啊，神的选民就从四面八方啊，就把他们召集过来。
And when the loud trumpet calls, they will gather his elect from all the corners.
那这都是末世啊要实现的一些现象。
And these are some of the prophecies that will be fulfilled from the end times.
所以我们有一首诗歌说, 我们要吹起末世喜年的号角。
There's a hymn that talks about blowing the trumpet of the end times.
耶稣在开始传道里的时候, 他引用以赛亚书。
When the Lord Jesus is preaching the gospel, he would often reference the book of Isaiah.
他说神的灵在我身上, 他用圣灵的恩膏来膏我。
He says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I am anointed by the Holy Spirit.
叫我传福音给贫穷人。
So that I may preach the gospel to the poor.
叫受压住的得自由。
So that those who are bounded may be freed.
那些被掳的得释放。
So those who are captured will be freed.
来报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So that the Jubilee will be called out.
所以耶稣啊, 读了这段圣经以后啊, 众人就很稀奇在看着他。
So after the Lord reads out this passage, the entire people were looking at him.
他说啊, 这一段圣经啊, 现在应验在你们当中。
He says that this passage is now fulfilled among you.
耶稣来到世界上啊, 开始传喜年的号角。
The Lord Jesus come into this world to start blowing the trumpet of Jubilee.
到末世的时候啊, 真教会要传扬这个喜年的号角。
It says that in the end times, the true Jesus church will spread through this trumpet of the Jubilee.
这喜年是以色列国啊一个非常特殊的年日。
The Jubilee is a very special day in Israel.
他们啊每耕种七年啊, 每耕种六年, 第七年不可以耕种。
And after sowing for 6 years, on the seventh year, they should not have any.
所以第七年叫做安息年。
Because the seventh year is the Sabbath year.
因为土地越耕种, 它也会贫瘠啊, 所以第七年就不要耕。
And because the soil will also become tiresome after.
说葡萄园里不要去整理。
And they should not go through.
要让土地休息。
So that the land, the earth, can have some rest.
有一些土地啊, 它自己长出来的。
And some soil would have things growing naturally.
就给那些啊, 贫穷寡妇孤儿去收起。
And those can be gathered for the widows and the orphans.
那边就说啊, 那我们第七年不耕种, 要收什么, 要吃什么?
So they would ask, if we don't harvest on the seventh year, what should we eat?
神说啊, 第六年就给你们三年的出产。
God told them that on the sixth year, they would receive harvest for 3 years.
所以你不只是第七年啊, 没有耕种, 有东西吃。
And so that even if you don't have any harvest on the seventh year,
第八年你们好好耕种啊, 你们还没有收新的东西收成的时候, 还有陈年可以吃。
On the eighth year, even though the harvest is not ready, you will still have remainings to live off of.
所以神要让他们啊, 能够敬畏神啊, 神祝福给他们啊。
And so, because God wants them to fear him, so he gave them abundant blessing.
然后七个七年啊, 叫49年的, 第二年叫第50年。
And after the seventh year is the 50th year.
第50年的时候啊, 叫做喜年。
In the 50th year is called Jubilee.
他说要在遍地方吹角啊, 宣告喜年。
So they would sound the trumpet all over to proclaim the Jubilee.
有的人啊, 因为贫穷做人家的奴隶。
Some people are slaves due to their poor status.
到了喜年的时候, 他可以自由啊, 无条件的回家。
And on the year of Jubilee, they will be freed to go home.
有的他因为穷啊, 所以他的财产啊, 土地都卖给别人啊。
Some people are poor and selling off all of their lands.
那到了喜年的时候, 无条件可以把他的土地收回来。
On the year of Jubilee, they can take back their land and possessions.
所以神让那些贫穷可怜的人啊, 让他们不会一直的贫穷下去。
So that God will not leave the poor all the time.
让他们能够得自由, 得喜乐。
So that they will receive freedom and joy.
这是一表啊, 主耶稣基督的救恩。
This represents the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说啊, 他要让贫穷的得富足。
So the Lord Jesus says that he will make abundant of those who are poor.
让那些被掳的, 那些受压制的也能够得到自由。
And so that those who are captive and bounded will also receive freedom.
所以圣经里面说啊，其实现在是神悦纳的喜年。
The Bible tells us that right now is the jubilee that is accepted by God.
末世的救恩开始啊，就是神施行拯救的日子。
And the salvation of the end time is the beginning of God's self.
我们看到很多人啊，病痛患难走投无路啊，来到神的教会，享受大喜乐大平安。
We see many who are ill or going to the end of their roads.Receiving the great salvation by coming to church.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的人啊，都要吹出啊喜年的号角。
So all of us who receive blessings shall blow the trumpet of jubilee.
啊，宣告自由啊。
To proclaim freedom.
主耶稣说啊，你们如果守真理的话，真理要让你们得自由。
The Lord tells us that the truth will set us free.
他们说啊，我们没有做过别人的奴仆，你怎么说要让我们自由？
And they said that we have never been enslaved. How can you say that we will receive freedom?
耶稣说啊，犯罪的就做罪的奴仆。
The Lord Jesus says that those who sin become slaves of sin.
所以奴仆就受捆绑啊，没有办法在家里。
So the slaves would be bounded.
所以耶稣基督的道理啊，让我们得自由，我们才能够真自由呢。
And so the truth from Lord Jesus would give us freedom and the true freedom.
啊，所以吹角节啊，是一个快乐啊欢喜的日子。
So the feast of the trumpet is a joyful and blessed day.
因为是神的救恩啊显明出来的日子。
Because it's a day that God's salvation is revealed.
一起默祷。
Pray in silence.